I want the shape of living here in one picture. Government at the top, council underneath it, me at the bottom. Something goes wrong, I climb.
You've drawn a pyramid, and there isn't one.
Every country has a pyramid.
There is no rung between your kitchen and the prime minister. And here's the thing nobody says out loud. Most of the people you deal with, week to week, don't work for the state at all.
My doctor does.
Your doctor's surgery is a private business holding a contract. It's a partnership. Doctors own it. They agree to see health service patients for health service money, and they are free to stop.
Then what's above them?
Not a boss. A rule book and a referee, that is the pattern, and once you see it, the whole country makes sense. In front of you, a private thing. Behind it, a rule it has to follow, and somewhere separate to complain when it doesn't.
How many of these am I in?
For that matter, your health, your money, your building, and your home.
My building and my home are the same room.
Same room, two completely different sets of people. One taxes the room. The other decides whether you get to stay in it.
Fine, health first, because I assume that one's simple.
One door and it's the surgery. You register your name, your date of birth, and address. That is the entire list. No proof, no documents, no immigration status.
And then I ring a specialist.
You can't. Nothing else opens without the surgery. Referrals, scans, repeat prescriptions, screening invitations. The surgery is the switchboard, and you cannot dial round it.
That's a bottleneck somebody built on purpose.
Entirely on purpose. It's how the thing is rationed. Specialists are scarce and expensive, so a cheaper doctor decides who gets one.
And if I'm dying?
Then the emergency number, and it's free, and no one asks you anything. But an emergency department is not a doctor you couldn't get an appointment with. Different door, different purpose.
All right, and all of it's free.
The doctor's free, the hospital's free, the ambulance is free. Teeth are not.
Teeth are part of my body.
Teeth are a price list, and they're the place where the contract idea breaks in public. A dentist who decides health service work doesn't pay, hands the contract back, and goes private. Roughly half the practices in England stopped taking new adults that way. There are places with nothing within 30 miles.
So it's free at the point of use, except the door is a business, and the business can close.
Yes, that's the honest sentence, and nobody puts it on a poster.
And if the surgery itself treats me badly, who's above them?
The surgery first, in writing. Then an ombudsman, somebody outside the health service entirely, who doesn't work for anyone you're complaining about.
Does the rest of it, at least, work the same everywhere?
No, and this is what catches people. There isn't one health service. There are four. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland each run their own.
Same badge.
Same badge, different rules. Prescriptions cost money in England and nothing in the other three. Which one you're in follows where you're registered, not where you happen to be standing.
And I've paid for none of this.
If you came on a visa, you paid for all of it, up front, per year, before you'd seen a single doctor. It's bolted onto the visa fee. Which is why nobody at a hospital ever asks you for money.
Money, then, that's the one I file.
Almost certainly you don't. If you're employed, your employer is the door. Payroll works out the tax, takes it out, and tells the tax office what it paid you.
So the tax office hears about me from my boss?
From your boss, never from you. And what it sends back is a code, one line, sent to your employer describing you.
I got one of those, and I ignored it.
It's a guess. The tax office guesses your situation and tells payroll how much to take. Guess wrong, new job, two jobs, started halfway through the year, and you're overpaying for months.
And then I have the fight.
Usually it notices and gives it back on its own. That's the one place in this country where the machine finds its own mistake without being asked.
And when it doesn't?
Then you're back in the pattern. Above the tax office is not a bigger tax office. It's a tribunal, a judge who doesn't work for them.
There's a second line on my payslip with a different name.
National insurance. Same money, different column. It doesn't buy your healthcare, nothing about it gates the doctor, and that is the single most misunderstood word on the page.
Then what's it for?
Years, qualifying years towards a state pension. It buys time, not pounds.
And where do the rates come from?
The national government, except in Scotland, where the Scottish one sets its own on what you earn. Same country, different arithmetic.
And if nobody's running a payroll for me?
Then you are the payroll. Nobody takes it out first, you keep it, and you hand it over once a year. The catch is obvious and it still gets everybody. The money is sitting in your account and a third of it was never yours.
Council next, that's my bins.
Bins, roads, libraries, planning, school admissions, and the enormous one, looking after old and disabled people. Not hospitals, never hospitals.
And it taxes me for that.
It taxes the flat. Every home has a band, the band sets the bill, and whoever is living there pays it. Which is why it lands on the tenant and not the owner.
So if my band is wrong, I ring the council.
The council can't touch it. It doesn't set the band, it only sends the bill.
Then who does?
A separate valuation body, in a different column, and above that another tribunal.
So the people billing me have no power over the number they're billing me with?
None at all.
What's the number even based on?
What the property was worth in 1991. A market that closed 35 years ago. A building finished last year gets an estimate of what it would have sold for in a year it didn't exist.
And nobody has fixed that.
Every government has looked at how many people's bills would go up and found something else to do that week.
Is there anything in that column that's actually in my favor?
Several things, and every one of them waits for you to ask. Live alone, a quarter comes off. Full-time student, you're out of it entirely. Nobody knows who lives there. They know the building.
It's billing a flat and hoping somebody opens the envelope.
That is precisely what it's doing.
Fine, and above it all is the national government.
Increasingly, there's something in between. Large parts of England are getting a mayor over a whole region, and the smaller authorities underneath are being merged into fewer, bigger ones. That layer is being built right now, over people who haven't noticed.
Last one, renting. My landlord's a person, so renting is just a contract.
It's a contract that can't win. Whatever your tenancy says, the law sitting over the top of it says more, and the law wins.
Give me the shape.
Your rent is the only part of this that goes to a private individual, and it's the biggest number in your month. Everything protecting you was bolted on afterwards by statute.
Starting with the deposit.
Which doesn't go to your landlord at all. It goes into one of three protection schemes, and if there's an argument at the end, a third party decides it.
And they can still throw me out.
Not the way they could last year. In May, the whole thing changed. Fixed terms are gone, there is no 12-month contract anymore, every tenancy simply rolls.
Rolls until what?
Until you end it, with 2 months' notice, whenever you like. Or until the landlord proves a specific legal reason in front of a judge. The old notice that needed no reason at all has been abolished.
So the referee turned up?
The referee turned up. Your rent can go up once a year at most, with warning, and if you think the new rent is too high, you take it to a tribunal.
There's a tribunal for rent.
There is a tribunal for very nearly everything, and hardly anybody uses any of them.
What about when the boiler dies?
The structure, the heating, and the water are the landlord's, always, whatever your agreement says. And if they won't do it, this is the one place two of the four columns touch. The council has a team that can make them.
The council can lean on my landlord.
The council can lean on your landlord. It's the only crossing on the whole map, and almost nobody knows it's there.
Anything the landlord does that isn't about the flat.
One thing, and it's strange. Before you move in, they check your immigration status.
A letting agent is doing border control.
The state made that somebody else's job. And if it's done wrong, the landlord is fined, not the department that wrote the rule.
That's mad.
That's the pattern taken to its end. Private thing in front, state rulebook behind, and the private thing carrying the risk.
Say the whole map back to me.
Four things you deal with. A surgery that's a business. An employer who reports you. A council that bills your building. A landlord who's a stranger. Above each one, not a boss, a rule, and somewhere to complain. And none of the four can see each other.
So when I move...
You tell all four, separately, nothing forwards, nothing follows you.
And none of it starts, unless I start it.
None of it, not the surgery, not the discount, not one of those tribunals. Everything here waits to be asked forever, and gives you nothing while it waits.
Give me one last thing that proves the shape.
A car, one object, three unrelated obligations, run by three systems that never ask each other. It has to be taxed. It has to pass a yearly safety test. It has to be insured. Any two can be perfect while the third has lapsed, and you are breaking the law with no letter arriving to tell you.
Until a camera notices.
Until a camera notices.
So it isn't a pyramid.
It's four short stacks and a lot of doors. The only skill worth having is knowing which door you're standing at before you knock.